What if the most dangerous paths led you to the most picture-perfect destinations?
Would you take the hard road?
We'll talk about this as we share today's Reflections of Hope episode.
Plus, we also have a health news and a devotional thought by Pastor Mark Finley.
Stay with us.
Happy Friday and welcome to Wake Up with Hope. Good morning, and every morning, in fact, is a beautiful and wonderful new opportunity to share the love of Jesus with someone. And we are here to share that joy with you today.
Yes, it is. We are joyful to be with you this morning as we work our way into the weekend. We are so glad that you're here with us. Mm-mm.
And today is National Mom and Pop Business Owners Day. Yeah, highlighting the contributions of small mom and pop businesses. Did you know that these businesses create economic growth and provide almost 70% of all new jobs in the country? That's huge.
That really is huge. The so-called little people make a big difference. And so it is with us also. We so-called little people matter a whole lot to the God of the universe. We can't wait to share the joy that we have in Him with you today.
And let's begin by taking a look back at what took place on this day in history.
On this day in history in 1929, President Herbert Hoover had a telephone installed at his desk in the Oval Office of the White House. Although there were telephones and a switchboard in use since 1878, this marked the first time a phone was placed directly on the president's desk. Initial technical issues delayed its functionality, prompting complaints when calls couldn't be received from outside lines. Previously, Hoover utilized a phone located in the foyer just outside the Oval Office. The installation of President Herbert Hoover's telephone in the Oval Office serves as a reminder that even in the highest positions of power, communication remains vital.
In our journey of faith, communication with God is equally essential. Just as Hoover sought to streamline communication within the White House, let us strive to cultivate a direct line of communication with our Heavenly Father through prayer. Regardless of our circumstances or station in life, God is always accessible and eager to hear from us. You know, like the technical issues initially faced with Hoover's telephone, we can encounter obstacles and challenges in our prayer life. Yet, just as those issues were eventually resolved, we can trust that God is faithful to answer our prayers in His perfect timing and according to His will.
That's right. Well, they say health is wealth. That's why this morning, Dr. Nerida McKibben from Go Healthy for Good is joining us to share important health news.
In the headlines today, dementia prevention should start early in life, increased sleep, decreased appetite, and emergency departments go to the dogs. The Journal of the American Medical Association Psychiatry published an analysis of the correlation between mental health disorders in young to middle-aged adults and dementia in later life. The study examined the health of 1.7 million New Zealanders over a 30-year period and found that those with a psychiatric condition were more than four times more likely to develop dementia in later life and to develop it 5 years earlier than the general population. This elevated risk applied to both men and women for different types of dementia and for a wide range of psychiatric disorders and self-harm behaviours. Researchers suggest that effective prevention and treatment of mental health disorders in early life may reduce the risk of cognitive decline later in life and extend the quality of life in old age. And who wouldn't want all of that? So please seek help early if you know you need it. One answer to obesity may be as simple as getting enough sleep, according to recent research. A group of 80 people were studied who slept on average 6.5 hours per night, which is less than the recommended 7 to 9 hours. half the group received counselling to help them increase their sleep to 8.5 hours a night. The others received no intervention, and all study participants were free to continue their usual diet and exercise habits. The group that received counselling increased their sleep by an average of 1.2 hours per night. The most interesting finding was the more sleep they got, the fewer calories they consumed. So if you're overweight and habitually go short on sleep, here's another key to obesity prevention and weight loss. Therapy dogs can help relieve pain in the emergency room, according to a new study published by the Public Library of Science. Anxiety has been linked to increased discomfort and pain in the acute setting, as it heightens our senses and perceptions and makes us prone to feeling higher levels of pain. Therapy dogs and handlers often visit patients in public health settings, including the emergency room, and these visits have been shown to significantly reduce feelings of stress, anxiety, depression, and loneliness, and give an increased sense of well-being, thereby relieving pain. So consider a dog before drugs to ease your discomfort. I'm Dr. Nerida McKibben, and that's today's health news.
What if the most dangerous paths led to the most picture-perfect destinations? Would you be willing to take that road? Would you dare to discover the beauty beyond the peril? This morning, Taj Pakleb takes us on a journey, an exciting journey, to Nusa Penida, a treasure trove of natural wonders. Yet here, danger dances with delight. Let's discover how this place highlights a profound reality of life.
They say that difficult roads lead to beautiful destinations. In no place have I seen this to be truer than the enchanting Indonesian island of Nusa Penida. Just 22 miles off the coast of Bali, Nusa Penida is a world within a world within a world. Visiting here is like going back to the simple days of the past. The roads are raw and the paths are perilous, but the breathtaking views and dreamy destinations are some of the most awe-inspiring my eyes have ever seen. There are so many natural hidden gems scattered throughout the island. Both far above and well below the surface, you find a sweet sight for sore eyes. One iconic destination is Kelingking Beach. Here, the wild turquoise sea meets the golden sand, creating a mesmerizing contrast. The sea cliffs soar high above the secluded beach, resembling the shape of a T-Rex dinosaur. The ocean swells roll in from two directions, clashing with the cliff walls, creating mesmerizing movement and peaceful patterns that inspire the heart. The misty salt in the atmosphere diffuses the light of the setting sun and spreads a soft golden glow in the atmosphere. It literally feels like you're in a beautiful dream. It is one of the most photogenic places on Earth. Each angle and perspective is like a Nat Geo picture. But to get there requires an almost vertical climb up and down a 600-foot cliff. A dangerous path, oh, but a dreamy destination. As you go further and deeper into the island, you will be captivated by the pristine beauty of Diamond Beach, the romantic sunsets of Crystal Bay, the creative coves of Broken Beach, the triangled rocky pyramids of Uta Beach, and the black manta rays that congregate at the southwest point. From thrilling adventures to aesthetic tranquility, Nusa Penida offers a unique experience for every traveler. From the mainland of Bali, the only way to reach Nusa Penida is a short trip by speedboat. Once you're on the island, the only thing left to do is explore, but not so fast, because the thing that makes Nusa Penida different is its rough roads. In fact, this island has some of the most dangerous roads in the world. When you break away from the well-paved routes on the main road and head to the remote destinations, the path starts to get really rough. These roads have fallen victim to the harsh erosion. The paths are full of potholes and steep drop-offs. Traveling on the roads of Nusa Penida demands your full attention. The twists and turns require you to be hyper-focused. The steep inclines and drop-offs are super scary. The unpredictable conditions of the roads are constantly changing. Some parts may be washed out or under construction. Navigation can be sketchy with limited cell phone service. To put it simply, the rugged roads of Nusa Penida are not for the faint of heart, nor for those who are afraid of heights. There are no guardrails, no street lights, no light reflectors, and minimal street signs. Most scary of all is that cars don't mind taking up most of the space on your side of the road. Staying in your lane isn't an option here. There are many blind corners and hardly any room for oncoming traffic. But these are the only paths that lead to the gems all over the island. These are dangerous roads, but these are the roads to new revelations, the ways of absolute wonder. Perilous paths, packed with profound lessons for life. You see, the roads of Nusa Penida are in many ways like the pathways of life. Each one is different, each with its own unique challenges and difficulties. But with those chaotic conditions come new opportunities for discovery and new potential for growth. Some paths seem to lead to nowhere, but each path has a purpose and a lesson to teach. Each road has a destination. Some may be more spectacular than others, but each destination has a different view with a distinct revelation. Allah to whoever cut these steps out of the mountain, because this view is special. We go. Beautiful, beautiful destinations, but dangerous paths. Let's go explore some more. Life is filled with different paths that take form in different areas: career, recreation, relationships, education, and the many opportunities that come our way. At times, we may find the path paved and smooth with ease and comfort. During these times of ease, we're satisfied with serenity along these stretches, making our hearts glad and our spirits soar. But at some point, we will undoubtedly encounter roads with potholes and ditches, challenges and trials, headaches and heartbreaks. And to navigate through the perilous and unpredictable pathways of life, we must remain hyper-focused, and we must learn to adapt to its ever-changing conditions. At times, you might find that one road isn't for you. That's okay. You never know until you explore. U-turns are permitted on the roads of life. The point is this: don't stay in one place, no matter how beautiful the view might be. There's still so much more to discover and so much more to experience in life. So don't be afraid to try a new road. You never know who you will meet along the way and what new lesson that person is meant to teach you. So get outside of your comfort zone and don't allow the dangers of the way to deter you from experiencing something different and something new. Don't be afraid to take the road less traveled and learn to welcome and embrace new encounters, new people, new ideas, new discoveries with a brave heart and an open mind. But just like the perilous pathways of Nusa Penida that requires its explorers to be mindful, we too need to be careful when we head down the road of life. So today I encourage you to keep your eyes open for both the dangers and the delights along the way. The more roads you take, the greater will be your perspective. The greater your perspective, the broader your vision. The broader your vision, the more accurate your discernment. And the more accurate your discernment, the greater your gratitude and appreciation for life. The more roads you travel, the more you realize that there are some destinations that only have one route. Then there are other destinations that have many ways to arrive. And if someone gets to the same destination a different way than you, it's okay. Just be grateful that there's a path available to all, no matter where they are in the way. The more paths you travel, the more you realize that we're all in this together. And when we look upon each other, not as competitors, but as fellow travelers along the way, the journey will be far more satisfying. So keep exploring all the paths that God places in front of you. Learn the lessons found in every way, the easy ones and the hard ones too. And as you continue to move forward in this journey called life, I hope one day to see you along my way.
Well, friends, we have to take a short break, but when we return, we will have today's devotional thought from Pastor Mark Finley.
Don't forget to visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup to look back at recent episodes and see what else we have going on at Hope Channel. And check out our YouTube channel, Wake Up with Hope, to subscribe and keep up with us. We have doctor's orders coming up right now.
Well, do you want the good news or the bad news?
Give me the good news, Doc.
So, if you don't stop drinking, start exercising and eating properly, they're going to have to name a disease after you.
Awesome! I always wanted to be famous.
Believe me, no one wants the pain and suffering that disease brings.
So what shall I do, Doc?
Well, remember we were talking about physical activity. Have you been exercising?
I'm exercising my right not to listen to you, is that what you mean?
No. You know that exercise can add life to your years and years to your life.
I know you're right there, Doc, because I jogged 1 kilometer yesterday.
Yay!
And today I feel 90 years old. Exercise sure added years to my life.
Ah, but that's because you're a little unfit. If you keep at it, you're going to get fit and you will feel less uncomfortable.
Yeah. Once I'm dead, I won't feel a thing. Is that what you mean?
No. What I mean is when we exercise, our brain releases morphine-like substances called endorphins. The more intense the exercise, the more we get, and it gives us a sense of well-being physically, mentally, and emotionally. They call it a jogger's high.
Well, that sounds great, Doc, but I just don't feel like jogging is my thing.
Oh, don't worry. Endorphins can be released from any kind of activity, whether it's cycling, swimming, gardening, or walking.
Well, now that you mention it, I have been spending more time on the treadmill.
That's great.
Yep. I was so tired the other day, I just laid down on the treadmill and slept. It was a little bit hard, but it was great.
That doesn't count. You need to go outside and exercise. Nice try. The more, the better. And release those brain-friendly endorphins that give us an addiction to exercise. Doctor's orders.
Welcome back to Wake Up with Hope. Thank you for staying with us this Friday morning.
It's now time for our devotional thought. This morning, it will be brought to us by Pastor Mark Finley.
The book of Proverbs reveals lifestyle principles that enable us to live longer, happier, healthier lives. Proverbs speaks about a variety of topics. It speaks about husbands and wives and their relationships. It speaks about money and finances. It speaks about parents and child raising. It's just an incredible book. It speaks about friendship and how to deepen friendships and personal relationships, how to deal with debt. Proverbs particularly speaks about positive and negative emotions and their impact on our lives. In Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22, the Bible says, "A merry heart does good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dries up our bones." Let's unpack that a little bit. What does it mean that a merry heart does good like a medicine? Scientific studies over the last 25 years demonstrate the truthfulness of Solomon's statement in this proverb. Medical research has discovered this important principle. A positive mental attitude is health producing. Cheerful thoughts enable the brain to produce life-giving endorphins. Deposited into the bloodstream, endorphins are healing to the body. They also assist in building the body's defense system against disease. Now, the immune system is greatly strengthened by a happy, contented disposition. A broken spirit, which is another way of describing a discontented, frustrated, unhappy heart, dries the bones. Today's promise is literally true. Now, medical researchers have known for a long time that there's a significant fluid movement through the channels in the bones. Each of our joints depends on this fluid movement for optimum health. Now, there are microscopic pathways that carry vitamins and minerals through the bones. It's quite unbelievable, isn't it? When we're discontented, discouraged, downhearted, the fluid movement is hindered. The bones begin to literally dry up. There have been some amazing research with arthritic patients. These arthritic patients have, the ones who have cheerful dispositions, have reduced pain levels, where arthritic patients with saddened, discouraged dispositions seem to have higher pain levels. When God's word is read to them and the patients grasp the significance of God's love by faith, they've discovered help for their physical pain. Now, let me share with you a couple texts that are incredibly powerful as pain reducers, texts that help us to have positive mental thoughts that release positive chemical endorphins into our bloodstreams to help reduce stress. And stress is destructive. Excessive stress is destructive to our bodies. But these positive thoughts help us to reduce the stress level and reduce, thus, the pain. In 1 Peter, the scripture talks about how we can reduce our care and anxiety. And it says this, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6, "Therefore humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time." Now notice this, "casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you." Now did you notice that? The scripture says casting. Now what does that word casting mean? In the Greek language, the word for casting is throw the full weight of your anxiety. Throw the full weight of your anxiety upon Jesus. In other words, Christ can bear your infirmity. He can bear the heartache, the difficulty in your life. You can have positive mental thoughts if you are willing to say, "Jesus, take the sorrow and the burden of my life." You see, positive mental thoughts rooted in the knowledge that we are children of God, that's life-giving. Dr. Barbara Fredrickson has been researching positive emotions for decades. Her work, along with the research of her colleagues, has shed light on how and why positive emotions are good for us. In particular, how despite their fleeting and subtle nature, the benefits of positive emotions echo long after their momentary pleasures have been dimmed. Happiness makes up in height what it lacks in length, Robert Frost once said. As Dr. Fredrickson's research has pointed out, she talks about this loaded and build theory, and she posits that micro moments of positivity accumulate over time and put a people on a trajectory of growth by broadening their awareness and building their resources for survival. Now, I need to unpack that for you. What is Dr. Fredrickson talking about in that? Here's precisely what she's talking about. As you cultivate your mind to think positively in each situation, it's not those momentary positive thoughts, but it's rather you're building up a bank of thoughts. You are putting up, if you please, a dam to hold back the positive waters of healthy thoughts. So in your mind, as you're thinking more positive thoughts, these thoughts are accumulating, and the wealth of the benefits, according to Dr. Fredrickson, of positive emotions, the wealth of those benefits is well documented. They improve physical health, they foster trust, and they create a more compassionate person. They are a buffer against depression symptoms. They help people recover from stress. They can even undo the undesirable effects of negative emotions. With frequent experience and expression of positive emotions, what happens? There's resilience. We develop resources to cope with the challenges of our life. Moreover, positive emotions foster better social connectiveness, better relationships. Solomon rightly declared, A merry heart does good, like a medicine. And you remember what Jesus said. We find it in John chapter 13 and verse 17. And Jesus speaks too about the joy, happiness of life, and how to achieve life's true happiness. And what does Jesus say here in John chapter 13? Jesus says, if you know these things, happy are you if what? Happy are you if you do them. So as the Holy Spirit impresses us, and as we do God's will, make positive choices to do God's will, our thoughts lead to actions. But our actions reinforce our thoughts. So how can you turn negative thoughts into positive ones? First, recognize that you're a child of God. Recognize that God's not going to allow anything to happen to you in your life without His divine permission. And that whatever comes your way, He's going to give you strength to handle. Secondly, as you begin to think of negative thoughts, fill your mind with the promises of God. Read God's promises, casting all your care upon Him because He cares for you. There is no fear in love because perfect love casts out fear. Read the promises of God. Lastly, give all your burdens to Him. And you'll find that He changes negative thoughts into positive ones.
Thank you, Pastor Mark. What a hopeful message.
Amen. And friends, thank you for watching Wake Up with Hope. And if you'd like to learn more about our program, rewatch a segment during the weekend, or share us with a friend, please visit us at hopetv.org/wakeup.
And we look forward to starting the week together, friends. So don't forget to join us on Monday at 7 a.m. Our friends from Voice of Prophecy will be sharing a devotional thought, and we will have much more. You don't want to miss it. If you enjoyed today's devotional thought and would like to learn more, visit hope.study to receive your free Bible study guides.
And of course, we can't leave without sharing a Bible promise with you. And today's promise says this:
commit your way to the Lord, trust also in Him, and He will bring it to pass. He will bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday. Psalm 37, 5 and 6.
You know, friends, have you claimed this promise yet? Have you committed your way to the Lord? It's a sure promise. Commit to Him, trust Him, and He will bring it to pass. You know, your righteousness will shine as the light. You know, what an amazing promise.
Amen. Well, friends, we're ready to start our weekend now. So we hope that you take these reminders of God's love with you throughout your weekend. And we truly pray you have a great time seeing what God will do.
Amen. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, today, Lord, we want to shine for You. We don't want to be seen. We want You to be the one who shines through us and fills people's lives with hope, just as You has filled us our lives. And so, Lord, keep us faithful today. Guide our every step. And we look forward to a restful weekend. May our hearts be renewed as we come back together once again next week to continue this journey of hope together. In Jesus' name, amen.